Keith Peters reporting. The Justice Department has arrested three people in connection with a North Korean identity theft scheme involving thousands of IT workers. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The scheme involves thousands of North Korean information technology workers who prosecutors say are dispatched by the North Korean government to live abroad, with those workers relying on the stolen identities of Americans to obtain remote employment at U.S.-based Fortune 500 companies. Those IT jobs then give them access to sensitive corporate data and lucrative paychecks. Officials say the fraud is a way for heavily sanctioned North Korea, which is cut off from the U.S. financial system, to take advantage of a high-tech labor shortage and the proliferation of remote telework. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says he has a good idea why so many Chinese workers have crossed the border illegally under President Biden's watch. Bob Agnew reports.
What I think it is are weed farms, marijuana farms.
Marijuana farms in Oklahoma and Colorado, to be precise.
So marijuana growing is legal in those two states to a certain amount.
But Marshall says the rules are being ignored by the Chinese-controlled farms and their workers.
They're working for what's called the Chinese Triad, which is the Chinese Mafia.
Marshall tells the Salem Radio Network the Chinese workers are also engaged in human trafficking and money laundering. Bob Agnew reporting.
Power has been knocked out to nearly 900,000 homes and businesses in the Houston area as southeastern Texas gets pummeled by severe thunderstorms for the second time this month. The National Weather Service says flash flood and severe thunderstorm warnings are in place for multiple counties. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 38 points, the NASDAQ dropped 44, the S&P lower by 11. This is SRN News. Are you satisfied with your life?
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Paris, a city memorial honoring people who helped rescue Jews in France during the country's Nazi occupation has been defaced with paint. The attack on the Wall of the Righteous comes in the context of tensions and angers in France over the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Semitic acts have surged in France, a country with the largest Jewish and Muslim populations in Western Europe. This is SRN News. Japanese automaker Honda says it's committed to electric vehicles.
Honda is doubling down on its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models to nations around the world. You may have heard talk of a slowdown in electric vehicles in some markets, but Honda says the move toward EVs is solid in the long run. Honda is announcing a deal with IBM to work together on computer chips and software for future vehicles, meeting the upcoming demand for better processing and lower power consumption. I'm Rita Foley.
By a 7-2 vote, the Supreme Court ruled the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is constitutional. Payday lenders had objected to a bureau rule limiting their ability to withdraw funds directly from borrowers' bank accounts, the majority opinion written by Justice Clarence Thomas. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.